your source for everything grain storage related. We can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
I'm Derek Holland from Sebring, Michigan. I'm born and raised in Sebring, and nice to be close to home and work and help everybody out in the community. Right out of high school, I started at this dealership washing cars and progressively moved on up. I've been in the service department, I worked on the cars, cleaned them, sold them, done about everything. The most satisfaction I get out of working at Moore Shoreline is helping somebody get into a new vehicle. It's rewarding. It's a small dealership. We're family here. I mean, we spend more time with people here than we do with our own families, and most of the time family comes here to see us. Everybody knows everybody's family, and it's great. Oh, I love GM. I had three uncles retired out of General Motors, and that's all I know is General Motors. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline. You will get more at Moore Shoreline.
And welcome back to Bad Axe Field. Kurt Damrow, Stephen Kaczynski bringing you tonight's pregame for the game of the week as the Bad Axe Hatchets host the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. We've touched on weather conditions. We talked about weightlifting and all the things that have been going on here this off-season for both teams. All over at Lakers, we were there the other night. Actually did the JV game. A ton of construction going on over at Lakers, and so a few things have been changed on their schedule. But Laker Field, boy, that is surrounded by construction over there right now as they get ready to put in a 70,000-square-foot sports complex at Laker University.
They are looking at a lot of construction right now, but boy, when it gets done, that is going to be a premier facility in the area. That Legacy Center will be amazing.
Yeah.
That new weight room they have put in is going to be great. And I tell you, that high school gym now, I saw some pictures of it. Those bleachers look amazing.
Beautiful.
That gym is wonderful now.
Yeah, all the drama department, the stage has been redone. They've added on a huge addition going on. There's just stuff going on everywhere. The parking lot's been completely, finally, after all these years, redone and all new surface. Yes, it was in pretty rough shape. So if you do end up over at the Laker area, make sure that you're kind of watching the signs because there is a lot of construction. Yes. So it's good that we're here tonight because we got a lot of great parking already. The fans they've been rolling in for the last half hour with game time. Oh, let me see. We're probably 30 minutes away from game time right now. Both teams are on the field, the Lakers and the Hatchets, as we cover our WLEW Game of the Week, our pregame program with Kurt and Steven. And our statisticians here rolling in, Dale Killinger, Bert Kiefer, and again, Chandler Pulaski back in the studio. Well, the teams are, again, warming up on the field. We talked about we're expecting to see almost a mirror image, Stephen, when they both hit the field, offense to defense and defense to offense. If you change the uniforms, you probably wouldn't know which team is which.
It would look very similar, yes. Both teams, they love their running game. They love their ground and pound. And I know Lakers, they don't care if they go a game with only having five passes. They are going to take their backfield and they are going to run it as much as they can. I know when Lakers played Carlton in week one, They had close to 500 yards of offense.
Wow.
And about 300-400 of those were on the ground.
Yeah.
Bryce Sears can throw it when he has to, and he can get them out of trouble with his arm. But most of the time, they run with Mason Dubes, they run with Garrett Bowles and the rest of their backfield, and they will pound it down your throat. This game, they focus in the trenches, but they want to get their teams out in speed, but they will pound it down your throat when they need to.
The wing formation that they both go into different variables of this wing, it's a very tight formation.
Yes.
And, so, you know, I've even looked at it going, why aren't they spreading it out? Well, that's just what this power wing
exactly,
is, and that's
yes.
talking to Coach Burberg.
Yes.
We run variations of the wing and the power wing. And so if you're watching the game and, you know, a lot of people will, oh, the old crew will be going, why aren't they spreading it out? This is what the power wing is. When they drop the two receivers back on the outside.
Correct.
And they use them as backs, and you've got a wing back. You might have an I formation, a power wing. I mean, it's
yes.
just a lot of so many different things that we'll be calling tonight, but they are variations of this hard-charging, hard-hitting power offense. And now the defenses contain was the biggest thing that we've
yes.
seen. When you're running like that and you run, we're going to see, Steven, lead blockers. Two,
absolutely.
One, two, three lead blockers. They're going to pull a guard and a tackle, a guard and a tight end, and they'll be out there leading the way around the end.
Both of these defenses, they are going to have their work cut out for them. There is when these backs come out of the backfield, they're going to be looking at four or five lead blockers, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a ground and pound. These defenses, they are both pretty young, but they both, looking at the first two games of the year, they have both done great work holding their own. And tonight, the defenses will be key in whoever wins this game because they are both going to have their work cut out for them.
We watched the GV game last night, so we got a little bit of a preview. And the importance of having, boy, they're going to have some speed on the outside. When you're
yes.
playing that tight of an offense, then you're playing that tight of a defense.
Absolutely.
That makes the outside of the field so much wider.
Very important.
You have got to have speed
yes.
on the outside of the defense. So you're looking, and I know that Lakers have, they've got some speedy linebackers and some speedy defensive ends. But you're going to have to do at least one of two things, if not both. You've got to contain
yes.
both sides because that ball, they're going to be crossing. It'll be tougher even to call because they're going to be doing some that crossing offense. Two or three backs take
absolutely.
A fake handoff in the backfield. But once they get outside, you're either sprinting or you're containing.
With these two offenses, the key for these defenses is one word, discipline.
Yes.
These defenses, they need to watch out for the run. But they cannot get complacent, and they cannot catch themselves rolling up on that front foot because as soon as they do, both of these quarterbacks, Sears and Blackstock, they can both
mm-hmm.
throw it, and they will hurt you with the pass touchdown in a hurry. So they need to, yes, they need to pay attention to that run, but they need to be disciplined, and they need to watch that quarterback dropping back and throwing it.
The Hatchets tonight, of course, they are very disciplined, coached under Kelly Durr,
yes.
the head coach, assistants Nick Gibbert, Rick Whitenburner, Tim Rader, Don Shelkey. I mentioned Coach Craig McPhee taking him in the weight room. A lot of really good and disciplined coaches.
Absolutely.
Timing, and they work on, again, it's the coaching very similar to Lakers. Coach Steve Verberg, military veteran.
Yes.
You see that in the timing.
Absolutely.
Their practices.
Yes. Completely.
I see that as a military veteran, and that's huge, working on the timing, everybody hitting together. Watching the pregame with the Lakers, they were down in the end zone,
yes.
and it looked like military exercises
yeah,
going
it
on.
Is.
Down there.
It is 100% to a T, everything the way he wants it. Or you will run that play 50 times in practice until you get it exactly how he wants it. And with that philosophy, this team has turned into quite the powerhouse in the area, that is for sure.
And a lot of coaches here, they have a lot of help to work individually with the coaches. Again, the head coach, Steve Verberg, for the Lakers. Also assistant coaches, Ron Dubes, Steve McIntosh, Dave Snyder working with the defensive
yes.
back, Cameron Lackey, Eric Wisner working with running backs and lines, Tyler Scharf working with the line, Brett Mexiker, Craig Sears. I'm still naming off coaches
right,
here, Stephen.
Yes.
Yeah, you got some. You
yeah,
got a few minutes here?
Keep it going.
Craig Sears, Eric Hartzell, Big Dr. Scott Ryder in-house doctor and coach.
Yes.
Eli Caban. Eli used to work with the Detroit Lions
correct.
in the pro teams. DJ Sandy Post, Brian Keim, John Good is their principal. Of course, Mr. Keim, superintendent. And DJ and Sandy Post, they'll be up in the booth here working with the Lakers. So they bring two buses, one for the team and one for the coaching
staff. Right, for coaching staff only. That's right. You know, I have seen a few of their practices, and this coaching staff, they put in – both teams, I know for sure, These coaches, they put in hours and hours and hours during the week to get these